The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Hi there, Justin here. And for a while, I've been thinking of doing this little podcast on a daily basis called Macro Micro. And essentially, it's covering news at a macro level that you know sort of affects the UK economy, and also news from micro cap companies, so trading updates, full year results, you know, interim results, that kind of thing. If you like it, let me know. It'll last about 10 minutes, I think, on a daily basis. If you don't, then don't say anything. But if you go to your platform of choice, whatever it is, Apple or Spotify, and give me a thumbs up. I don't know how you do it on Spotify, but if you can do that, it'd be good. And I'll continue to do it. If not, I won't. So let's start off with some macro news. Rachel Reeves, the new Chancellor, has scrapped some Winterfield payments along with a raft of other government programmes and policies to plug a projected government overspend of £22 billion. Around 10 million pensioners will lose their Winterfield payments under new plans announced by the Chancellor. She says that those not on pension credit or other means-tested benefits will not receive the payments from this year onwards. In total, all departments have been asked to find savings worth an estimated £3 billion. And Ms. Reeves said that while a number of projects, including Boris Johnson's programme to build 14 new hospitals, that's never happened, is it? And to restore old railway lines, will be reviewed or cancelled. By the way, the fact that she said they didn't know about it was absolute nonsense. And I do think they are paving the way for tax hikes, because I've been listening to several podcasts on a daily basis, and many economists have been saying this black hole was known about. It was, you know, the Office for Budget Responsibility sort of flagged it up. In fact, Paul Johnson, director of IFS, says basically it was known about. The biggest surprise was it disappeared that funding for the asylum seekers was not provided. So about $6.4 billion, I think, for this ridiculous asylum seeker plan to go to Rwanda and all that stuff. But everything else was known about. So I do think they are, you know, paving the way there to tax, because let's be honest. And what I don't understand as well, if they are, you know, cutting some of these capital budgets or projects, where's growth going to come from? How are they going to stimulate growth? I understand taking a review, but I don't know how they do it. They look at, they should set up a value for money department. Be fun working in that department, wouldn't it? But I do like the idea of that, you know, looking at maybe the return on capital employed. And you've got to think, if we're investing billions, what will give us the best return for the country, you know, rather than just having these fanciful ideas, these vanity projects, maybe. Anyway, on to retailers. British retailers suffered another bad month in July and expect further weakness in August as poor weather and generally weak trading conditions continue to hamper demand, the Confederation of British Industry said. The CBI said its monthly retail sales balance sank to minus 43 in July from June's reading of minus 20. 27, its lowest since April. Retailers forecast the index will improve to minus 32 in August, but that was still the weakest outlook since February. Mortgage approvals are up today. By the way, they came in at 59,980. The forecast was 60,000, so a smidge below that. Previous was 60.13, so a little bit below that. But I've been looking at the chart on the mortgage approvals, and they are stabilising. It was down to like 49,000 a few months back, but now at 60 and seems to be growing. What's encouraging is mortgage lending today was at 2.65 billion and last month is at 1.26 billion. So from 1.26 to 2.65, that's a big increase. Net lending to individuals, a region that is stronger than forecast, is generally seen as supportive for the pound, bullish for the pound. So actual was 3.82 billion lending to individuals. Our forecast was 2.2. So it went from 2.2, or in fact, previous was 2.8. So it went from 2.8 to 3.8. And the forecast was 2.2. So that's quite bullish. I don't know if you saw this, by the way. FTSE small cap, this big rotation play that's been happening, you know, especially in America, from the sort of Magnificent Seven into the Russell 2000, which is a small cap index, has been happening. Russell 2000, the index, has rallied by over 10% in the last 2 weeks. That's phenomenal. I see this as bullish for small, you know, micro caps, nano caps in the UK. Anyway, FTSE small cap has hit a 52-week high today. In fact, it's the highest it's been since the 13th of April, 2022. This is off the back of the FTSE 250 hitting the, you know, 52-week high last week. So things are happening. I think this is a bullish sign. Okay, time for micro news. Some companies with news out. Aeroma. I've never known how to say that. Company. AEO is ticker. Aeroma Communications. They're a 5 million market cap, so nano cap. Announced update on trading for the year ended 30th of June 2024. Highlights. They said revenue and profit in line with expectations and expect to be no less than 20 million. They must have a little mileage there. Profit before tax, expect to be no less than 400 grand. Yeah, so 400 grand off 20 million. Tiny margins. In fact, their PBT last year was millions, has dropped to 400,000. Cash balance at the year end was 3.1 million, up from 2.4, so that's improved. And they say early indications that full year 2025 will see profitability improve. Next company, CT Automotive. CTA is ticker. They are 42 million market cap. They released a trading update for the 6 months ending the 30th of June 2024. Production and demand has been robust, they say, and they didn't make all these sort of interiors for cars, the plastic bits that go in cars and stuff. But they say demand has been robust during the year with good visibility over both booked production and tooling revenues extending into the year and beyond. Trading the first half has been in line with management expectations. Next, Ondo InsurTech, ticker Ondo. It's a leading company in claims prevention technology for home insurers. They released their results for the year ended the 31st of March. They are around about a 15 million market cap. Revenue increased by 29% to 2.7 million. Loss before tax of 3 million. They have raised £1 million through a placing in November and also 4.2 in May. They are forecast to break even in 2026. And this is what their broker says, with zero profit before tax. So they are actually breaking even, not making money. 2026. I'm just thinking, do they have enough cash to get there? Oh, do you know what annoys me at Ondo? If you read their RNS, they do not show their results on their RNS. You have to click through to their website and dig through all that. Why do you do that? To me, that says only one thing. You're trying to hide your results. Put them in the RNS, please. Make it easy for people to see them. Because there's only one reason why you wouldn't. I don't assume you charge the space on an RNS. There's only one reason why you wouldn't put your results on the RNS, unless you're trying to hide them. And if you're not, don't do it. Anyway, I did have a read through there, and their balance sheet is in tatters, really. They have total net liabilities of 6.6 million. I still think they're not that good of value. I mean, the broker's got a big target, but they're like 15 million market cap, and the revenue's gone up next year to 6.2. They're still loss making. So, anyway, next company, Huddle Group, 9 million market cap. The circular economy e-commerce business is pleased to provide an update on its unaudited Q2 trading, along with a progress update on the performances groups in business. So the overview is, having invested heavily in the group's core foundation pillars of stock, customer acquisition and fulfillment, we are starting to see returns on our investment. The group expects to report H1 2024 revenue of no less than 5.2 million. Trading in the second quarter of 2024 saw solid progress, delivering 3.1 million of revenue for the period, an increase of around about 46% versus Q1 2024. Journeo, I do like this company. It's JNEO is ticker there. 37 million market cap. By the way, they do these hardware and software for bus terminals, train terminals. So you see these little matrix boards or LED boards that show you, you know, what time the bus is coming, all that stuff, all that kind of stuff. And they sell the hardware first and then the software, of course, as recurring revenue. Anyway, they announced they received a purchase order for 2.1 million from Metroline Manchester for the provision of its onboard bus safety systems and cloud-based SaaS services. They say this is included in management's expectations of performance for the current financial year and added to the company's strong order book, providing further future growth visibility. Provision of the software licenses and support will continue throughout 2025. This is the second contract they say is included in their forecasts. Am I being stupid here? How do they know that? Until they land a contract, how do they know it's in the forecast? I don't understand that. Skin Biotherapeutics, I don't know, this company to me is pointless. I may be missing, I mean, I know that, you know, there's a lot of fans, hope high potential fans who like this company, but they've never earned pretty much hardly any revenue, let alone any profits. But they are a life science business focused on skin health, announced an update on the business for the 12 months ending the 30th of June. Their market cap is around about 25 million pounds. Total revenues for the year, they reckon, is 1.2. And that's a huge improvement on last year, 100,000. So maybe they have got growth coming, I don't know. But net loss of 2.9 million. Cash at the end of the 30th of June was 800 grand. Now, I don't understand this. The board does not have any short-term concerns over short-term. There we are. Does not have any short-term concerns over cash on the basis of events anticipated in the next financial year. I did watch a bit of a presentation on this company on Investor Meet. Found them very rampy. It seems like it's drawn a lot of investors in. It's been a serious disappointer on the revenue front. So I don't know why. Maybe if you're into this business, let me know what I'm missing here. I've seen the forecasts on this. Are there forecasts? Let me see if there are. SBTX, bear with me one second while I try and look for the forecasts on this, see if there's huge growth potential going up. Let's have a look. So Cavendish, are they? They've got a broker target of 12.4 pence. That's, 48 pence. That's 287% up. But no, they've got, 1.1 million is forecast for this year. But again, they're going to be losing, before tax, 2.9 million. How can they say 800 grand is enough to get them through? I don't... what? Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, what's next? Trifast, a leading international specialist in design, engineering, manufacture and distribution of high-quality industrial fastenings. They've published their full year results for the year ended the 31st of March. They have been going through a restructuring program. 95 million market cap is the company. Revenue down 4% at 233 million. Net loss of 4.4 million compared to 2.8 for last year. Underlying operating profit is in line with last year, notwithstanding the lower revenue base. The group's refresh strategy is underway and will drive performance going forward. Cash reduced from 31.8 million to 20.8. Net debt is at 20 million or 21 million, really, but that has come down from 38 million. I do think it's a company that maybe could be a recovery play. Trifast, TRI is ticker. Check it out. Next one, TrackMate, global telematics and data insight provider, announces final year results 31st of March. Revenues heavily impacted by insurance capacity market, with in excess of 5 million estimated revenue lost. So their revenue's gone down from 20 to 16. But this is very odd. In the outlook, they say, board is confident of improving results for the full year 2025 for revenue and profit, but results remain uncertain due to speed of insurance market recovery. How can the board be confident of improving results? Okay, so they're saying it'll improve, but they're uncertain the speed of the insurance market recovery. Okay, but they're quite confident it'll improve, but by how much they don't know. So I suppose if you had a terrible performance, then maybe it'll improve on that. They had cash of 1.4 million, and they lost last year 1.5. So they'll need to improve, or they'll have to raise some money. And finally, I think this could be a recovery play, actually. Quartix Technologies, QTX. They are a leading supplier of subscription-based vehicle tracking systems, analytical software and services. Announced its audited results for the half year. This is the interim results. They're not cheap, but 80 million market cap, and it's 8-0. Final results, the financial results were a revenue increase by 10% to 16.1 million, profit before tax up 13% to 2.7, and interim dividend of 1.5 pence per share. And they say the outlook, the board is confident in the outlook for the remainder of the year and now believes that both revenue and profit will moderately exceed market expectations. The company looks forward to 2025 and the future with confidence. That was Quartix. QTX is ticker. Like I say, just give it a test. Macro, micro, it'll get better if I continue doing it. If you like it, let me know, and I'll continue to do it. Thanks very much. Speak soon.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The contents of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.